But first, a lot of people were focused on the economic impact a shutdown might have on the D.C. area. But about the only folks I could think about, I could find that were thinking about the impact on the events community were the people who put on the events. Joanne Connolly is the founder and president, CEO of Connolly Works. And she is a government events pro, and she's with me to talk about the economic impact of the events business. Joanne, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Francis. How are you?
It's great to talk to you. A lot of people, I imagine, were shuddering last week about the idea of a shutdown. Talk about the impact of the operational status of the government on satellite industries like events and other things that kind of revolve around the government.
Indeed. As you know very well, events are a very big business in this town. Events oriented toward government attendees, events that feature government speakers, and as you mentioned, we're involved in a lot of them. And obviously, if the government is shut down, we're missing a critical piece of the program. We're missing speakers, we're missing attendees, and in many instances, we have no events.
I was speculating with a technology pro at an agency over the weekend after the deal was done, so we were just kind of thinking about this and what might happen. And he said, you know, I think I could probably go. I just couldn't say anything about what was going on at my agency because technically I'm not on the clock and I'm not supposed to be working. So I could probably go and be low key and nobody would really notice. But you're right. I'm imagining empty dioceses at people, you know, at events that would be happening this week.
Absolutely, and it's one of those situations where you wouldn't want to ask a government employee to do something that they may not have permission to do. And so it is my understanding and my feeling that if the government is shut down, then anything oriented to that government work cannot continue. So we would never impose upon the person to either attend or speak at an event.
Now, I've showed up at a million of these things, and I don't really think about, or haven't until now, what goes into them ahead of time. You've got bookings to do. You've got logistics that are going on. Talk about the responsibilities that somebody takes on when they're going to put on one of these things that potentially you could be out all of that money, resources, time, whatever, when it doesn't go off as planned.
Right, absolutely. So going into any event, obviously the first thing you need is a venue. So we're talking about a larger hotel or meeting space that you contract for in advance, and you sign a lot of paperwork that says that you forfeit the deposit if indeed you are not going to be able to carry out the event. But the good thing about working in this Washington area and being part of the government community is that the folks in the hospitality hotel community also understand what it's like to be part of that ecosystem. So, for example, are scheduled to do an event on Thursday, and we were looking into the possibility of the government being shut down, of course, last week, and the venue in advance said that they volunteered that they would take that deposit and move it to another day. But that does not mean, in fact, contractually, a venue doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But even beyond the hotels, you've got all the other ancillary contractors that you're working with, and they would be photographers and videographers and all sorts of other folks that you're on the hook for, frankly.
How devastating could it be to that whole ecosystem if we're to find ourselves in September in the same situation? People are saying today, it sounds to me at least, oh, this shutdown thing's gone. We don't have to think about it anymore. And I keep reminding people, wrong. If you think what we just saw was bad when people are debating billions, think about when we get to September, October, and it's trillions, and we could be right back in the same boat. What kind of effect should we be thinking about maybe trying to plan for ahead of time?
Well, the folks involved in putting on the many events in town will have, as part of their plan, they have contingency plans or coup plans, as we would call them in the government space. But generally, when we're talking about those, we're thinking about snowstorms. You know, we're not really thinking about the government shutting down. But I can tell you that in planning for any September events, that will certainly be part of our thinking. Not that we can do a lot about it in advance, but we will have a built-out plan for next steps if indeed it would come to that.
Now, you mentioned you have an event on Thursday, and since I love shameless plugs, I encourage you to go ahead and talk about it a little bit.
Yep, this would be an event that we're doing with 1105 Government Information Group, it is being held at the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Excellent. You can find information about that. We'll link it up at federalnewsradio.com for you. Joanne Connolly, founder and president, CEO of Connolly Works, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.